Councilman in Flint, Michigan, I always wanted to be like Donald Trump. By Kyle Olson on October 19, 2020. A city councilman in Flint, Michigan, said on Friday he is torn between the two presidential candidates, but he always wanted to be like President Trump. I really like Trump's attitude, Maurice Davis, who is vice president of the council, told No BS NewsHour with Charlie LaDuff. I'm tired of being the tail. I want to be the head, the professional blues man said, wearing an NRA hat. Give me somebody who's going to do something for me. When asked how long black people have to wait to get results from the Democrat Party and how long they have to protest, Davis responded, "It's 2020, and we're still marching. Come on, now." Earlier in the appearance, Davis condemned the Defund the Police and Black Lives Matter movements and said as a result of their efforts that things are now just totally out of control. Davis said Flint police are often overwhelmed. People don't respect police no more. It's apparent all over the country. So now, what do you do when you have a lawless society? They don't respect them, he said. Davis told No BS NewsHour he wants to move police resources around the city to better protect residents. Remove the resources from the damn downtown, and put them where high crime is, he said. It's just lawless. Gunshots every night. Last week, Davis proposed closing liquor stores in the city at 9 p.m. because they become a place where troublemakers loiter. I'm pissed with the Democratic election, as well as the Republican because they use us as a tool, he said. Democrats have controlled Flint for decades. In 2016, Trump received 4,584 votes in the city, while Hillary Clinton garnered 27,774 votes, so Trump received about 14.1% of the vote. Clinton won Genesee County over Trump, 52.4% to 42.9%, according to Politico. Why vote for people who ain't going to do nothing for us? Davis said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.